Wenatchee with another win against a North Division opponent. That's seven consecutive against teams in their own division, and boy, is that important for the first half winding down. It concludes this coming Sunday, and the Apple Sox remain in first place with a 7-5 win against the Falcons on Tuesday night. Let's go through the scoring of the game. Colonna got it started early on. A hit-by-pitch with the bases loaded in the first inning put them up early 1-0. Hunter Gibson would get out of it with a strikeout, stranding three men on the base paths in his first outing of the summer. Base is loaded, two down, one run in. Gibson looks in for the sign from Fitz, has it, and delivers home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Gibson limits the damage and leaves the bases loaded. Wenatchee went to work in the bottom of the first, scoring three runs on three hits. The big blows, an RBI single by James Castagnola to tie it. The 1-0, swung on and chopped to the left side, past the glove of the diving third baseman Flores. Hartman will be waved around third, and he comes in to score an RBI single for James Castagnola. His first base hit of the summer with Wenatchee ties it up here in the bottom of the first inning. And then shortly afterwards, a two RBI double by Cannon Peary. The 1-1. Swung on and drilled out toward left center field off the bat of Peary. A long run for Gray. He will not get to it. One hops the wall. Doherty around third. Right behind him, Castagnola. Peary trying to turn it into a triple, and he will not as he is gunned down at third. But two runs score for the Apple Sox to give them the lead on a two-run double by Cannon Peary. It's 3-1 Wenatchee now in the bottom of the first inning. That was a big swing from Peary because he had not been with the Apple Sox since last Thursday. He left on Friday morning to fly to Omaha to watch his older brother Brock play for Texas A&M in the College World Series, returned in time for Tuesday night's game, and boy, was it a big one for him. The Sox would need him later after three runs scored for the Falcons in the top of the second to take the lead. A sacrifice fly after a leadoff triple made it a 3-2 contest, and then a two-out, two-run homer by Sam Flores put Colonna in front by a 4-3 score. Wenatchee would answer, and again, it was thanks to the work of Cannon Peary. First offering is swung on and rifled. Third base side into left field, just to the side of the third baseman, Sam Flores. We're all evened up once again. Cannon Peary with his third RBI of the night brings home Hartman. It's 4-4 here in the third inning. An RBI single with two down in the third inning, scoring Max Hartman after he opened up the inning with a single. Aiden Doherty also walked, and then a fielder's choice was the second out of the inning before Peary's heroics and his third run driven in of the game. It would remain a 4-4 game until the sixth inning, and a big reason why was thanks to the work of Braden Boyd. He came on in the fourth inning, and he was phenomenal. 4 1/3 innings of work, one earned run on two hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. Pacini swings and misses for strike three. It's a three-pitch strikeout to open up the fifth inning. The payoff pitch. Earth takes off. This one swung on a miss. Fitz, his throw to second is strong, and it's in time. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play to retire the side in the fifth. Cooney caught stealing as Minute is down on strikes, and that does it for the Falcons in the fifth inning. Look back at this date in Apple Sox history as the 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Braden Boyd with a punch out to begin the eighth inning. He earns his fourth of the night, and there's one away here in the inning. And Boyd had several exciting moments, including a strike him out, throw him out to end the fifth inning, and they also induced a double play ball in the sixth inning before a five-pitch seventh inning of work. The 2-0 swung on, hit hard toward Gonzalez. The second baseman flips it to Pelayo at second for one. The throw to first is in time for a 4-6-3 double play. He was phenomenal and would pick up his first win of the summer. And the Apple Sox, during his impressive run where he had four consecutive scoreless innings from the fourth through the seventh, Apple Sox went to work in the bottom of the sixth to give him the lead and put him in line for the victory. Cam Hoyland drew a one-out walk, and then Cade Benavidez would pick up a base hit to put two men aboard. Jonathan Fitz delivered a two RBI single with runners at second and third to put Wenatchee in the lead for good. Quarters in, the 0-2. Fitz swings and hits this out to right center field. It gets down. Hoyland scores. Benavidez also getting the wave. He will score a two RBI single by Jonathan Fitz. And Wenatchee is back out in front. It's 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. That was the first of two hits on the ninth for Fitz, and Wenatchee would add insurance in the seventh It was a good thing. Probably really came in handy after they gave up a run later on. Aiden Doherty picked up the third of three consecutive base hits to open up the bottom of the seventh and extended his hitting streak to six games. The 0-2, Hartman again off to the races. This one hit into right field, a base hit just underneath the glove of Cooney. Gonzalez scores, Hartman to third, an RBI single for Aiden Doherty to stretch his hitting streak to six games. An insurance run for the Apple Sox makes it 7-4 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. First and third after three consecutive base hits to open the seventh, played another for Wenatchee. Doherty with a big base hit at the time to make it 7-4 Sox. Colonna would threaten and get one across in the eighth inning, but Cade Benavidez would eventually come in and lock the door to pick up a five-out save. Benavidez is a strike away from his second save of the summer. Pena off of first. Fans making some noise. And the 0-2 pitch from Cade Benavidez. Swinging a ball line at the shortstop, Pelayo. That does it. Wenatchee wins, and they take the series with a 7-5 win tonight. Cade Benavidez locks it down with a 5-out save, and the Sox pick up the win. Your favorite night of the summer is coming up soon. Join the Apple Sox at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium for Fireworks Night on July 3rd against the Victoria Harbor Cats. Cheer on the Sox for this playoff rematch July 2nd through 4th, and then stick around after the middle game to watch the fireworks light up the sky. Lock in your tickets now for the best night of summer at applesox.com/schedule. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. Joined on the postgame show by tonight's winning pitcher, Braden Boyd, and what an outing this one was for him. 4 1/3, one run given up on two hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. Braden, you had a tough start last Thursday, but you bounced back after how that game began. How much did your efforts in the second through fourth innings of that game maybe help to motivate you for that next time out on the ball?
I mean, it motivated me a lot. After that first inning, it was really rough, and I just really tried to just pretend like the game would start over and just clean slate. And I'm glad it really carried over and just trying to throw strikes and not walk guys and just get ahead.
That had to do a ton for your confidence, staying on the bump and getting the job done after a tough start, and it really carried over into tonight's game. What was the biggest thing you felt changed with you from the start of this game compared to that game at the start?
I just tried to keep rolling with it because, like you said, that first inning wasn't too strong, and I just tried not to think too much and just go out there and throw and just do what I do.
It's going to be special for you every time you toe the rubber here at home at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium, a place you've pitched the last three summers. How much had maybe just pitching back at home maybe helped to reset you mentally?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, pitching back close to home is definitely a nice reset. You know, traveling everywhere, it feels a lot more normal just pitching this close to home and sleeping well in bed tonight.
Certainly doing that here. You went for 4 1/3 innings in this game. Did you expect to be out there maybe as long as it was? You had that one five-pitch inning in the seventh, but I wasn't sure how long we'd see you tonight, and you sure made it, you know, look like you might have a chance to go the distance.
I mean, yeah, Calla just told me, are you good to go each inning? I was like, yep, I'm super good, and I just kept rolling with it, and just kept on really quick innings, some double plays, strike him out, throw him out, so felt pretty good and just kept going.
I was going to say that one in the fifth inning had to be nice. You had the one hit by pitch with one out, but then you get the strikeout and throw to second. Had to be the most elated you were all night, I would imagine.
Yeah, I love to see that. I mean, just the best thing a pitcher can happen. It's just amazing.
You're a guy right now, you're in the transfer portal. You're looking to find that next home to pitch at. How much is this summer so pivotal for you in that search with just getting some innings out on the bump after not pitching this past spring?
It's definitely huge. I mean, not throwing this spring is a big switch up compared to my high school where I threw a lot of innings. And it's definitely nice getting back in the groove of it and getting ready for next year and finding my new home.
Well, Braden, great stuff here tonight. Fun chatting with you as well. Nice work.
Thank you.
That's Braden Boyd joining us after he earned the win for the Apple Sox in relief. A tremendous outing from him. So we're going to chat in just a moment with Jonathan Fitz after this win for the Apple Sox. They defeat the Kelowna Falcons 7-5. And how about the work of that battery duo? We mentioned 4 1/3 with one run for Boyd. And at the plate, Jonathan Fitz went 2-for-4 with a 2-RBI single in the sixth inning. That put the Apple Sox back into the lead for good. He would add another hit in the eighth inning for good measure. And Jonathan, this game for you, you know, we've seen your ability to be patient at the plate in recent games. You've drawn a lot of walks. Tonight you got it done with some hits. How good did that feel, that opposite field single to score two in the sixth?
Oh, I mean, that was just a great feeling, you know, getting down to two strikes, just trying to battle, find any way to put the ball in play, to, you know, score a run. And, you know, I got on top of a fastball and played it too, which was big.
That inning was such a great start for you guys. You've got to be coming to the plate, I would imagine, just thinking, got to keep it going, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting dead red, you know, trying to hunt a fastball in my zone that I can handle and, you know, not missing it when it happens.
How much do you feel you're coming around at the plate? Limited action this spring. Not a ton of opportunities to really show what you did at the high school level. It seems like with every game, you're gaining more and more confidence.
Yeah, I mean, just getting back into the groove of things is the best way to, you know, improve and, you know, show your talent. So getting out here and playing every day, you know, whether it's catching, whether it's DHing, I feel like I'm just getting more and more comfortable in the box.
One of the other things for you has been those reps behind the plate. You've been kind of taking a beating the last few days. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
A couple foul tips, a couple funky bounces, we'll leave it at that. But you've been having to battle a little bit. How much is just playing again regularly, dealing with those bumps and bruises, good experience for you? Maybe not fun in the moment, but a good reminder of, hey, this is what it's like to get through a season.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I watched it this spring with Ari catching every game. You know, just looking at his prep work, whether it's, you know, stretching, getting in the weight room, or getting in the physical trainer's room, just always making sure that your body's in tune. So that way those little like nicks and bruises don't really matter, you know, when you're catching.
How about the work of Braden Boyd in relief tonight? How good was he coming on this one? He had such a tough outing last Thursday. He battled back in that game to really turn in what was a solid effort, all things considered, in those four innings. Tonight, 4 1/3, just the one run given up. What were you throwing down that he was throwing so well?
I mean, everything. Everything for him was working tonight. It was great to see him bounce back. You know, he's a tough kid. Watching him battle through those first couple innings of the start against Yakima, then coming out of the pen here and just filling up the zone, dominating with three pitches. It was fun to catch.
Let's talk about that strike him out, throw him out to end the fifth inning. Pretty fun for both of you guys. One of the highlights of the night defensively. You know, that's a situation. He'd already gotten one strikeout in the inning. You were probably hoping for a strike so you could set up the throw immediately.
Yeah, I had a pretty good feeling that they were going to be running there, so I was just praying that he'd throw a ball in the zone that I could do something with. You know, I mean, I love when guys try to steal. It's my favorite.
I was going to say, that's been the thing about your game I've enjoyed the most, your ability to throw runners out. What do you do that you think maybe sets yourself apart from other catchers with your ability to gun down runners trying to steal a base?
I'd say I have pretty good baseball IQ, like knowing in situations that they're more likely to run. And then also, like, I just try to get the ball in my hand as quick as possible and let my arm do the rest.
And I certainly have done that several times here. Jonathan, thank you for joining us. Enjoy this win.
Thank you.
We're joined by Apple Sox pitching coach Mike Kallia on the postgame show after Wenatchee's win here tonight. Mike, a great win for you guys once again. This is 7 straight against North Division opponents. You guys have really controlled games in divisional play. Tell me what it took here tonight, because this was a back-and-forth battle.
No, yeah, we're in win mode right now. So, you know, we knew whatever it took, we had to go out and get a win today. You know, Hunter Gibson didn't give his best stuff. We know he's capable of a little bit more, but, you know, our bats came ready to play early. And, you know, when that happens, it's pretty easy to make pitching decisions.
Let's talk about that with Gibson. He was so sharp last summer. 3 outings, at least 5 1/3 each time. He was due for a tough one, obviously, and it's been a few weeks since he picked up a ball, but just a little bit off here on this one. For me, the big one was the walks. We did not see him walk hardly anyone a year ago.
Yeah, I think the first time out, you know, his body just wasn't in sync as much as he wanted to, and just kind of led to some balls that, you know, some uncompetitive pitches that, you know, he obviously is not used to. So we think he's going to be the same guy he was last year, if not better. You know, we believe in him. He's going to get another start for us. It's just about compounding positives and learning from the negatives.
Certainly has earned plenty of times this start here, even after a rare, tough one like this. But Braden Boyd really helped pick him up. And Boyd was a guy who, you know, he kind of needed picked up the last time that he pitched. He gave up 6 runs in the first inning last Thursday. He has certainly turned the page since that first inning. He did it that night with 3 scoreless innings after that first inning. Nearly had 4, maybe almost 5 even, scoreless tonight. He ended up giving up 1 4 1/3. He was just superb. What did you see different with him this time around?
Yeah, I think, you know, and you hit the nail on the head right there. As I talked to him, you know, pretty much after he gave up 6 runs and in Yakima, you know, whatever last week that was, and I told him, hey, there's 2 choices here, man. You can go throw a 0, or you can compound that into the next inning. And I think he threw up, what, 3 zeros in a row. And,
yeah.
You know, when I had a gut feeling that we needed to go to him first right after Hunter Gibson today. And, you know, I went down there and told him, I said, hey, it's the same deal. I need the same Braden Boyd. And, you know, he came out and he delivered. That's the sharpest I've seen him in a long time. And, you know, he's looking forward to building on that.
I feel like among these last two seasons, you're exactly right. He just was very sharp, and it felt like it was a given. He was going to get through every inning. And, you know, that double play in the sixth inning and the one before that, the strike him out, throw him out, also really helped. But really great work again defensively tonight. That there was only one error in that first inning on the first batter of the game, but you guys are starting to seem to find your groove defensively. The last two nights, just one error over the last 18 innings.
Yeah, you know, and it's different. It's difficult this time of year, you know, when we're getting different guys and we're plug and playing, trying to figure out, you know, which lineup's going to mesh. You know, unfortunately, Cade Venedita's doesn't have much longer with us, so we're trying to figure out how we're going to piece things together. And, you know, it's really about compounding the good and turning good after bad there. So, you know, especially after the first play of the game is an E4, and, you know, for us not to have a single error the rest of the game, it says a lot about just kind of our ability to turn the page.
Kind of another Ohtani day for Benavidez. Two hits, the five-out save. Boy, you know, that's the guy we're going to miss, but it's one of those things. It's been fun to watch him do his thing this summer. What has he meant to this ball club in the first month?
He's been awesome. You know, we're right in the thick of a first half, you know, what is that?
Playoff race,
winning the first half here, and he's been a huge part of it, not only on the mound in some big outings for us, but at the plate, too. We're going to miss him. He brings a big presence to our ball club, and he wants the ball in the late innings, which is awesome. You want guys like that, but also he wants to be the guy in the box when a big hit's due. So we're going to miss him a lot, but he's been awesome so far.
Wrapping up the series tomorrow night, a 6:35 p.m. game again against Kelowna. Garrett Ahern on the bump. This is a guy who, if fans don't know about him yet through two outings, they need to come and see this guy for themselves. This might be, and this is not a knock on the other pitchers on this staff. There's some phenomenal arms. I think you would agree. Ahern might be the one with the highest potential ceiling of this group of pitchers. How excited are you to watch him throw again tomorrow?
Again, yeah, no, we're in win now mode. So, you know, putting Garrett out on the bump, that's going to be big for us. You know, he gives us a chance to win every single time he goes out there. So he fills up the zone. You know, he's an elite level pitcher in this league, but also, also when he goes back to Grand Canyon. So, you know, our bullpen's pretty thick right now too. We're looking forward to it with an off day behind us and then going into Bellingham. But no, we're really confident with Garrett tomorrow on the bump leading the charge.
I was just going to ask about the bullpen because you only used two guys tonight in last night's contest. Hardly had to use anyone either with Carson Bozal going so long and Joey Pearson locking it down. Got to be pretty much ready to go. Again, like you said, off day, and then you have time to rest. You know, going into Bellingham, things are lining up in a lot of ways, I would imagine, the way you guys drew it out.
Yeah, not necessarily drew it out. I think there's a little bit of luck involved for sure. But, no, the last 2 days have been phenomenal, and just our ability to kind of give some of our relief arms some rest and give them – you know, get them as fresh as possible. You know, guys like Stephen Hammerin, guys like David James, you know, Joey Pearson was another one. We're J.D. Goodcase, you know, you can go down the list. But, you know, we have a lot of different guys that are able to have those extra day, 2 days, 3 days rest that, you know, we want to get the freshest version of them. So, yeah, four games left in the first half, and our bullpen's pretty much set right now. It's just about executing and dominating the zone.
Another series sweep in the book, series win in the books, I should say, going for the series sweep.
Yes,
Mike, let's get it done tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, Joel.
That's Mike Kalia, Apple Sox pitching coach, joining us after the Apple Sox defeat the Kelowna Falcons 7-5. Got an extra bedroom in your house? Consider hosting an Apple Sox player this summer. Wenatchee Apple Sox players come to the Apple Capital of the World from all across the country and need homes to stay in. Players are great role models for children and can become your new favorite player to root for at each home game. The Apple Sox thank host parents by giving them free season tickets. To learn more about becoming a host parent, please email info@applesox.com. Apple Sox games are the perfect summer plan for kids of all ages. Kids 11 and younger get in free for all 31 home games this summer thanks to the Wenatchee Valley YMCA. Simply come to the ticket booth with your youngster to get in for free or use the code APPLEKIDS at checkout while purchasing tickets online at applesox.com/schedule. While you're at it, check out applesoxcamps.com to sign up for youth clinics with our players and coaches this summer. I'm joined by Apple Sox pitcher Hunter Gibson, back for a third season with the team. Gibby, is it great to be back in town just like last year again?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Really excited.
What are you looking forward to about toeing the rubber? You've moved into the starter role with the Sox the last 2 years after primarily being a reliever 2 summers ago.
Mainly excited to see the new team. I haven't really met anybody or anything. I've seen you guys have been doing good, so I'm excited to see the defense.
Is that neat from afar, seeing, okay, it's just like last year, we're off to a hot start again, now I have a chance to add to it?
Yeah, Yep, I'm excited.
Tell us about how you've grown as a pitcher, even just from a year ago. We saw you, like I said, evolve into a starter role and really be able to go out and throw lots of innings. What can we expect that's maybe different from last year?
Nothing really different, honestly. Just it'll probably be close to the same stuff, honestly.
You and I were talking earlier. You're still doing that three-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, and slider. Have you really changed anything with any of those pitches? Have you tinkered with adding anything in?
No, not really. I've kind of started mixing some sidearm in every once in a while, but haven't got it down yet. So.
Is the sidearm based on, like, a certain count, or?
Nope, just random. Just to try to have it. I'm trying to add it in.
How nice is it to have this connection with the Sox where you can kind of come in when it's time for you to pitch or whenever else you want to be up here? It's got to be a neat situation for the summer, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's really nice being able to work and then just coming over whenever I can.
What's it been like playing under Mitch Darlington? You know, third season at the helm for him and second year working with Mike as well. It's probably nice to have some familiarity on the staff.
Yeah, really nice to know the coaches by now, and love Mitch, so, and Mike.
And you obviously know Xander pretty well. We were just saying you played with him briefly in high school. I imagine is a little different maybe playing for him now since he's one of the coaches?
Yeah, it'll be a little different seeing him on the sideline other than in the field with me. So,
first year for you at Northern Colorado this past year, making that jump from junior college. I know you've been battling injuries for a bit. How nice was it just these last couple of years just being fully healthy?
It was really nice. Just not really had a healthy body all season, never really had any scares or anything like that. So it's nice to just complete a full season with nothing wrong.
What's the biggest thing you're looking to do this summer? Is it just to kind of stay ready with your starts out there, get the right amount of innings?
Yeah, just get a bunch of work in and improve.
What's the biggest thing about Wenatchee that you enjoy when you come back and you pitch here? You know, it's a place that, in a lot of ways, this is kind of a pitcher-friendly ballpark by comparison to some other ones. Is that something that's fun about pitching here versus on the road?
Definitely, especially coming back from Colorado now where the ball freaking flies. So it should be nice to pitch and against wood bats.
Tell me about that difference. I always love talking to guys about the difference of the wood bats versus the metal ones. You're used to that at the D1 level now. Was that a transition going from the NWAC a couple of years of wood bats to finally making the jump over to metal?
Yeah, it was a big jump. The first time I gave up a home run, I was like, holy crap. Like, that didn't take very much in Colorado with a metal bat. So, yeah, it was a big difference.
I would imagine by comparison with the wood, when a guy hits one, you're like, okay, he got that one for sure.
Yeah, you definitely know when they get a hold of one that it's going. So
it was maybe that first one with the metal one where you're like, I didn't really think he got all of it, but it was kind of just enough.
Yeah, I actually just like started doing like my kind of like out walk around the mound. I thought it was a pop-up, and it wasn't. So that sucked.
What do you love about the West Coast League? As a guy, again, 3 years in this league, it's got to be fun to, even though you're not an everyday player with your, you know, once a week start or so, it's got to be fun in a way seeing it's the everyday schedule. It's that everyday professional grind that everyone hopes for.
Yeah, the most thing I like about it is it's near my home, so I can just kind of pop in and out when I'm needed, and yeah.
Do you have any family or friends coming up? Because I know, again, Ellensburg isn't too far away.
Yeah. No, I got mom and dad and a couple friends coming up, so I'm excited.
It's got to be special that it's an easier drive for them here than maybe a couple trips out to Northern Colorado to see you, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. My mom made it out once this year, so she'll be out hopefully all the games here, so it's nice.
One of your things I think fans have come accustomed to with you these past few years is entering to an ABBA song. Well, which one do you have this year set up for the entrance song?
I'm pretty sure I went with Dancing Queen again.
Hard to go wrong with that one.
Can't miss with that one.
Well, good luck here tonight, Gibby. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Apple Sox earning the two-run victory to take the first two games of a three-game set against Kelowna. They will face them again on Wednesday night in the series finale at 6:35 p.m.